John chapter 9, verse 39 through verse 41. For judgment I am come. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him, they heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. There are so many ways that you could go to preach such a thing. I mean, it would just, there's so many words and messages here. But I'd like to speak to you at this hour on, for judgment, I am come. And that's what our blessed Lord said. I want to open by the word judgment itself, because it's so misconstrued, and especially in the Word of God. If you take just the word judgment as a noun, now listen, it's the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. Who wouldn't want that? What person in their right mind wouldn't want such today? And yet we always go, well, you know, judge not. But they don't understand the verse, and I've preached that many times. I'm not going to rehash that this morning. You see, by the way, a lack of judgment is, that's what reprobation is. When you hear of a reprobate mind, okay, which sadly encompasses at least probably half our population today. Reprobate minds, they have a lack of judgment. And when that occurs, it's like Romans chapter 1, they worship the creature instead of the creator, and they turn themselves over to vile affections, which we're filled with today, you see. And I want to preface this message and tell you that the entire Bible, I find no place in the Word of God that's not judgment. Well, think of the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. Can we not reason together? So from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and there's a word in each of those verses, creation, that's judgment. And grace in the last verse of the Bible, that's judgment. So, we're speaking of judgment. Now, I received this word a couple days ago, on 9/11. And we all, if you're an American, you know something of what 9/11 was. And it seems apropos that I should receive such a message on such a date as 9/11, that I received it then. He said, for judgment I am come. And such judgment we received on 9/11. No matter what you might think, it was judgment. God over and over warned Israel of receiving foreigners onto their soil. Throughout the Word of God, even to this day, even using the types he used, the types of Aholah and Aholibah, the harlots, And he used those as types of Samaria and Jerusalem. Playing the harlot. We've played the harlot in this country. And they allowed in the Assyrians and the Chaldeans and the Babylonians. And it was all to their demise. God said, for judgment I am come. I find nothing as nationalistic as God and God's word. He chose out a special people. The very act that he created Israel, that he took Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. And the Bible says in Acts 17:26 that God determined the bounds of men's habitations. That hasn't changed. Just because we've got jet aircraft and all sorts of, that has not change, nor will it ever. The final habitation will be decided at the great judgment day. Who belongs where? Will it not? Which leads to, where do you belong? And to whom do you belong? If you turn over to that verse, Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. And he did. But, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Do you see it? Before appointed. Are you where you belong? I'm asking you, what are you doing here? Are you where you belong? I believe that's it's a great problem. It's a great problem in the church today, even with so-called God's people. I've preached so many times on gifts and crosses and talents and I don't men that they don't know where they don't know what they should be doing. Don't know where they belong. They believe they do, or they think they do, but. And then the bounds of their habitation. Before appointed, what are you doing here? Nature decrees men after their kind. Even in America, men are divided by neighborhoods. To this day, not when they all came over through Ellis Island or some other port of entry. Men are still divided by neighborhoods. I read this morning, a bunch of black people are going to get together in Georgia, and they're going to buy 97 acres, and they're going to make their own deal, their own town, you see. Prisons are a concise example of this. If you've ever been inside a prison or a jail, they're absolutely segregated by color, race, gender, ethnicity. Jesus said, "For judgment I am come." Anyone know where that begins? God tells us. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Once again, the time. For the time has come. Well, if it was come then, it's come now. That judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, that's you and I, by the way. It's not brick and mortar. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And that's what I'm saying. It begins at the house of God. It begins with you and I. A most dire warning concerning the Word of God. And yet judgment has become the most avoided subject in almost every church. It's avoided at all costs. And yet it's exactly why it came. We just read it in our text. For judgment I am come. You see, the lost sinful creature hates judgment. They must avoid it at all costs. A criminal, the last thing he wants is judgment. He doesn't want to be caught, you see. And especially God's judgment, because it's exact. It makes no mistakes. And it's true. And it's just. One of the abominations to God is an unjust weight. You see? And you can't hide such. And it's for judgment that he sent his son. How shall you stand? The religious cry, judge not. Well, God cries, judge all things. And he said, use righteous judgment. Now, I shall reveal a great blessing. And that is that God has already passed judgment on this present evil world. Did you know that? And he found that man's heart is only evil from his youth. And he found that there's none good, no, not one. And he sent his only begotten Son, and he said, for judgment I am come. So how shall we avoid this damnation? Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, first three verses. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, judgment, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? For judgment I am come, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now there's the gospel right there in three verses. Right there. Want the gospel? There it is. Three verses. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Our so great salvation. For you and I, the judgment has come. Because we've heard the word. We're hearing it now. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why he came. For judgment. Man, that first Adam, that original sin that was passed to every living creature that's ever been born since, save our Lord. And he came to save us from our sin. From that wicked, ungodly, evil nature. He became our sin that we might become his righteousness. There's a judgment day coming when all, as Satan and the angels even, shall be judged. It says you and I are going to judge. Saints of God are going to judge. We're going to judge angels. Angels are going to judge Satan and his angels. It's going to be all about judgment. Some will hear, well done, faithful servant. Or some shall hear that they'll be cast him into the outer darkness with wailing and gnashing of teeth. The final judgment. Now, the good news for Christians, why the gospel is good news. The good news for Christians is we are already justified freely by his grace. Glory. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Glory. For judgment he came. Remember, he not only set the bounds in what we read in Acts, but he set the time. That's very interesting to me. I'm a time-bound being. He set the time. He determined the times before appointed. How marvelous. What a glorious thing. Is not this... Listen, is not this the accepted time. Right now. The accepted hour. The day of salvation. Today. He says, always today. I've preached it many times. Always today. You go to the book of Hebrews, capital T-O, and then capital D-A-Y. Always today. And I can't emphasize this enough. Why must we always live in this life for what's either past or yet to come? Why must we fall back to the old way when it's just today? When he declares, today, just today. Now consider, I'm deemed, if I'm in Christ Jesus, if I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if I've been converted from death to life, I'm deemed righteous today. Could you imagine living as many thinking that they might can lose such a thing or be lost? It would be terrible. It'd be like someone giving you a pearl of great price. Can you imagine this pearl? And you live maybe as long as I have, more than 70, and you've got this, don't lose it. And they give it to a boy like this, a few years old, and say, don't lose this the rest of your life. Don't. We can't even keep track of
I'm not the boy.
What a horrible thought, you see.
I'm a big boy.
God forbid. And people say, they don't say, they think, I'll get saved tomorrow. They do. Tomorrow. Ernest Tubbs saying it right. Tomorrow. Listen, with God, tomorrow never comes. Not ever. And that's the result of never being made dead to sin. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now I shall give you wisdom. Few ever get this. Now hear me. What you are today, you shall always be. When God gave me that, I thought that's a bold statement. Can I make such a bold, can I repeat such a bold statement? What you are today, ye shall always be. Now you stop right there. I said, what you are today, you shall always be. And that's why Jesus and John the Baptist and Paul the Apostle, they cried, repent. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It wasn't at hand. It won't be at hand. It is at hand. Because today is the day of salvation. And with God, it's always today. It's been my experience that all I've met are only what they are today. And I've been around a while. Your time is now. My time is now. For judgment, he has come. And it begins where? Where are we? Church. Remember the two brothers and they would go to work in their father's vineyard, and one said that he would and he didn't, and the other said he wouldn't and he did. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That never changed. Did you know that? That never changed. From the womb, that never changed. And God said, not because of any good or evil that they ever did. That never changed. You get that and you'll get this. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Glory, hallelujah. You stop there. It's today. If not the potter, power over the clay. Amen. Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. You're made, friend. What are you? Sheep, goat, wheat, tare. I said, what you are today, you shall always be. And you've always been. Oh yes, I was a sinner. But I was chosen for righteousness. That prodigal son, he was always the son. He was just prodigal for a while. But he was never not the son. What are you? Who are you? To whom do you belong? He said, for judgment I am come. Salvation, conversion, redemption. These are but confirmations of what and who we are. He said, for judgment I am come. Now, let's conclude. In Christ came the judgment. What every man or woman, what every man does concerning his atoning sacrifice is the judgment upon that man. Did you hear me? What every living human does concerning Calvary is the judgment upon that man or that woman. Oh, he died for you, paid your sin debt. And this is your response? This is how you live? This is your life? This is how you tread him underfoot or crucify him afresh? He said, God forbid. You see, every day of our life in this world is judgment day. He said, for judgment I am come. And he did. 2,000 years ago on Golgotha. Dead, buried, and resurrected for judgment upon every man. Today, he said, for judgment I am come.